The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks, Sugar Bottom.
How you doing, T-Bone?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thanks, How Sugar are Bottom. You?
Is what?
Someone's phone keeps Thanks, saying, Sugar "Hey, Bottom. Sugar Bottom."
That's my phone.
Nobody stop recording. Please, don't stop. Why is it saying that?
Because I'm trying to charge my phone, and every time I plug it into charge, that's what he says to me.
Bro. I'm dead.
Yeah, thanks, Sugar Bottom.
Yeah, is it plugged in?
We're good.
Is it good to go?
Yeah, we're fine.
Sugar Bottom? Okay.
You know that's me.
Bro, I'm dead. I cannot. Oh, that was so funny. Thank you. Okay, welcome everyone to the show Must Go On.
I'm Sugar Bottom.
Brought to you by Sugar Bottom and Nikki. Oh, wow. Okay, that was so unexpected, but I kind of love how chaotic this was. And, you know, it's what makes this, like, really authentic on this podcast.
I'm not professional.
Sugar Bottoms.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I know. There's so many things going on right now. Oh, God, that was so good. How's it going, Sugar Bottom?
Sugary. I'm good. Just the usual.
Good.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Did you watch the Grammys?
I actually did not, but I've seen clips, like highlights. I know, especially because people are like, this is the best Grammys in like forever. And I'm like, of course I didn't watch it.
It was very, very good. It's just like women are fucking holding on that they are the music industry right now. Nobody else. Like, it was all women. I was living for it. It was, we go from, like, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Billy, Charlie XCX. I was like, please, take control.
And it was, like,
take
performers, it, you know? Too.
Mm-hmm. It was just really, really good. And we finally got Beyonce winning Best Album for the first time in her 27-year career.
I know. That's insane.
How fucking insane.
And for a country album, too, nonetheless.
For a country. That album is fire. And she also announced that she's going on tour. But she's not coming down here, so I don't want to talk about it.
Rude.
Very upsetting. Beyonce, hello.
Yeah, I know.
We went 2 years ago, so I'm ready to give you my money again. Come through.
All the money. Yeah, that was a good concert.
So good. So good. And I wanted to tell you, T-Bone, I don't know if you read about this, but you know how Carla Sofia was nominated on Emilia Perez?
Yes. I saw that they revoked.
They took her out. They took her out because of all those old tweets. People are like, oh, they were old tweets. I'm like, bitch, that was 2020. That wasn't like 15 years ago. Right. Many ignorant things, which is so upsetting. Like,
I know, especially like a trans woman, transgender
woman. Yeah, it is also like, don't ruin it for the community either,
right?
It was just like, it was all bad news. But the good thing is that Emilia Perez loses one nomination. Thank God. I still don't understand why that movie is nominated so many times. It's not that good.
Yeah. Who is she up against? Because I have a feeling she probably wouldn't have won anyway. But
Demi Moore. It's just, I don't know her work from before, but I don't think her performance was like, wow, like, oh my God, I'm seated, you know? Yeah. But I don't really know her as an actress. Mm-hmm. You know, she's also playing like a Mexican person. She's from Spain. Right. I don't know. I really don't know. So
that is interesting.
I hope she apologizes.
Yeah.
I hope she apologizes to her coworker Selena Gomez.
Right, because she said a bunch of shit about her too.
Yes, very very ugly. So. Yeah, I'm just glad that Emilia Perez has one less nomination, but I'm really sad about that situation. It's really like, it's ridiculous from her, mm-hmm. but also like, it's so sad for her community.
You know? Of course, but also like the fact that the Academy takes that seriously, that they were like, actually,
oh yeah,
we can't.
Yeah. I mean, Will Smith is banned from the Academy. Yes,
he should.
Still.
Good. It was like 10 yeah. years or something. Yeah. Yeah. He'd be slapping hoes.
Left and right.
Get my wife's yes. name out your fucking mouth.
Yep.
That was insane.
Man. He touched a nerve there, for sure.
And a face.
Well, moving on to better things. The Critics' Choice Awards are like this weekend, and if you are listening right now, actually this weekend will be the week before for you guys, and it's Valentine's week for you guys, so happy Valentine's. Thank you for joining us today. And talking about Valentine's, we do have a guest today who's also a friend. And we're so excited that she joined us today. Everyone, welcome our friend, our clown, our source of joy.
Fellow Capricorn. Oh,
Rachel Morales, another Capricorn. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much for having me here. I feel so honored to be sharing this time with you guys, and I'm so excited. And I haven't talked to you and Tracy in over 2 years. Like, I can't believe this is the first time
we're speaking. Guys, that's so embarrassing for Rachel.
Yeah, it really is. I feel humiliated. I feel there's a lot of shame going through my body right now, but
just sweat it out.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys just a little bit about Rachel before we like dive in and introduce what movie we're talking about today. So Rachel is a dedicated personal trainer and a strength coach. She's based in Miami. Hey! She's committed to empowering individuals through fitness since 2019. Actually, it feels like it's been way longer than that. With a specialized focus on strength training, she designs personalized programs that prioritize proper technique, injury prevention, and long-term progress. Her holistic approach extends beyond physical fitness, emphasizing the importance of mental well-being in achieving sustainable results. Whether coaching clients one-on-one or leading dynamic group sessions, Rachel creates a supportive and motivating environment where individuals can build confidence, overcome obstacles, and reach their full potential. As a close friend, I've witnessed firsthand her passion, expertise, and unwavering dedication to helping others thrive. So, Rachel, wow. We're so excited to have you on this episode. It was, You know, I've been wanting to have Rachel on the podcast for a while, for a long time, but she was so busy before, and I'm glad your schedule opened up a little bit more, because holy shit, I think your input is always so nice, because it's such a different world from where, you know, Tracy and I come from. I'm just excited that you're here today, and I'm sure Tracy is like extra excited because she hasn't talked to you in so fucking long.
Yeah.
And I am like extra, extra excited.
Extra, extra.
Yay.
I love that.
Yay, thank you, thank you.
T-Bone, you want to tell them what movie we is talking about today?
I can. Okay, so we're talking about the new Netflix movie, Back in Action, starring Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz.
Is Cameron Diaz comeback?
I know. She was
I'm so retired. Excited.
And she said,
I know, for like 10 years.
I was searching because I wanted to find out, and they made a big emphasis on Cameron coming back, and I'm pretty sure I read like over 13 years. And she looks great. I don't know how old she is.
Beautiful. She looks amazing. She looks really good. Probably in her 50s. I have a strong feeling she's in her 50s.
Yeah, she looks good, though.
So the movie that we're talking about is called Back in Action, which is really ironic, you know, because it's like her back in action. Right. And I love that so much. And it's about a former CIA that spies, former CIA spies, Emily and Matt are pulled back into espionage after their secret identities are exposed. So this is how we do this, Rach. We kind of like say like a small like opinion of what we think of the movie, and then we like really dive in.
Awesome.
So we will start with you today. Let us know what do you think? What's the short version of what you thought about this movie?
I really liked, like, something that I noticed is kind of how quick the movie passed by for me. I feel like time kind of goes by quickly when it's like action movies. So I think it was just really funny. Some things that Jamie Foxx said and, well, his name is Matt. His character's name is Matt. Some things that Matt said and Ginny, M's mom, said were really funny to me. I'm honestly easily impressed by silly movies. Like, I found it as a silly movie. Would I have clicked that movie while I'm like going through, like browsing through Netflix? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah. But I liked it. I actually enjoyed watching the movie. So.
Okay. Yeah. Should I go or you want to go first?
No, go ahead, Nikki.
You know, I don't know, sometimes with like Netflix, I like really lower my standards. So I was like, I'm ready for this to be trash, you know? Yeah, because like when they, you know, we saw Hitman, you know, like we, and it's, I don't know, I actually don't know if Netflix created the movie. I'm not, maybe you know this detail, Tracy. I don't know if they created the movie or if they bought it later on, but I have a feeling, you know, maybe they created it, but sometimes they buy it. And when they buy it, probably, usually they're not that good, you know? It's a way for the creator to like make money out of it. But you know, I liked it. For me, it was entertaining. It felt a little bit slow, but slow in the sense of like, you know, there were unnecessary things in the movie, that didn't need to be there. But I really like the comedy of it. I like the writing of it. I think Jamie Foxx is so fucking funny. Like, the way he throws his lines, like, it's, like, super casual.
Agreed.
And I'm just happy to see Cameron Diaz on the screen, too. So that combination maybe made my opinion a little bit biased. And I also like the characters... the parents' characters, and how honest they were about their kids. Many times I was like, oh God, like, I hope all parents see that they can be honest and feel safe about it after seeing this movie. So I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Would I have clicked on it like Rachel said? Probably. Just because I wanted to see Cameron Diaz again working. I also love The Holiday. And that's one of my like top five movies of all time. And she's in that movie. So what about you, Trace?
I thought it was entertaining. I did laugh out loud. Like, I thought it was fun.
Me too.
It was sort of on the caliber of like the murder mystery movies with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, yeah. You know that Seth Rogen... Is it Seth Rogen? Seth, his last name? What's his last name, the director?
Seth Gordon.
Seth Gordon. He also did Horrible Bosses. Mm-hmm. So, because I, like, looked him up a little bit, because I was like, I kind of like this, like, writing, you know? Like, I like the jokes that they're, because I did laugh when they were, like, talking about how they scared they were about their daughter. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, like, this is so real.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure. So it was kind of in that vein for me, which mm-hmm. I like those movies. They made two of them and I thought they were fun. Like, I like them.
Yeah.
For me, it was also Cameron Diaz in an action film because I like the Charlie's Angels movies.
Oh my God, yes.
So
yes.
Like,
and she looks so fit.
For her to come back too. And be like kicking ass, I was like, let's go. So, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was fun.
Oh, good. And she looks so good.
She looks amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
She looks... I have no words. Yeah. I, like, keep thinking about it because she looks exactly the way she looked in Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And, like, the outfits, too, like, the all black and just, like, kicking ass in heels.
Yep.
I've never watched that movie. I know. What a shame to be on The Show Must Go On and I'm not cultured.
This is a crime. You need to leave the podcast right now and go watch that movie and then come back.
On my list.
We'll reschedule.
I'm so sad.
Okay,
there's two of them.
I'm on it then.
There is two
All
of
right.
them. And they're talking about a third one.
Really?
With the original. Mm-hmm. Okay. With the ladies. Okay, so let's just like dive into it a little bit more now that we're all on the same page. I like that, you know? We're not gonna get pissed at
you. Which
oh my God.
Happen.
I'm like, you better like this movie.
Or else.
Has it happened? Where you guys like kind of get into it a little bit? Like, no, yes, or I don't know.
I mean, we've disagreed about things, but...
Yeah. We've definitely disagreed about things, but it's always been very nicely and professionally.
Right, because it's just interesting to see what other people's opinions are. You know?
Right.
Like, why did you like it and I didn't?
Yeah.
Type of thing. Or vice versa.
And the point... The POV of, like, everyone is always so different, too.
Right.
I feel like we had that issue with, no, it wasn't an issue, but, you know, we had that disagreement with that one movie that was, like, nominated for the Oscars.
The Holdovers. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah. Tracy liked it. I thought it was okay. You know? I mean, the actors were amazing, but the movie was just okay. Mm. And then we just, like... moved on from
That's
there.
That's right.
And then I haven't spoke to her.
Yeah, and I cried later that night, and I was like, maybe she
And then she texted me,
too.
she was like, I'm so sorry, I don't like it either, she said to me. And I was like, okay, I forgive you. Yeah. We can move on from this.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Okay, so let's dive into this fun movie. Okay, so the first thing... I just gotta say, like, there were a few moments that were a little bit ridiculous, you know, like, the whole time that were they, like, they were in that plane, they get that little thing, that the key, the whole thing about the movie, the key, the global key, but when when the plane crash happens, and I don't know if you guys see it, at some point, they're just standing, and the plane is going down, and both of them are just standing looking out the window. And I was like, with the pressure that you must be feeling when the plane is, like, going down, can you even stand, you know? So that one, I was like, hey,
well,
what's going on?
Not here? Only that, did you notice that throughout the entire movie, they did not get hurt once? Not no. once.
He said like a couple of broken ribs, but that's fine. I'm like, oh.
No, right. They had no bruises, no scratches. They looked like they were beating everybody's ass. Nobody was able to beat their ass. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
They're CIA. They're very professional. CIA. And I like, right. even when Cameron Diaz, because she tells Jamie Foxx that she's pregnant, right? And he's like, oh, I'm in. I'm all the way in. And I was like, yeah, you were. but when they're on the plane and they're getting their asses kicked or whatever, well, not really, they're kicking ass. But when she's on the table and the guy goes to punch her stomach and she covers it, like, to protect the baby. And I was like, so it's like, just, they're good at thinking on their feet, like, in the moment.
Yeah.
You know,
because right.
even with, yeah. like.
And they show us it right there at the beginning of the movie. They show us that about their characters, that they are trained professionals.
Cool under pressure, because when they go into that guy's house, he's like a weapons dealer. Scary. And he's like, oh, we're just going to go in his study. And, like, we have his thumbprint. And we're going to do this whole thing. And the alarm goes off. And they're like, let's get out of here.
Just like that.
Meanwhile, I'd be like, shitting my
literally.
Pants.
Literally.
Yeah.
I could never. I get anxiety about ordering something from a fast food place. Like, I'm not breaking into arms dealers' mansions. So.
Right.
Dude, same. I get anxiety about confronting somebody. I get stressed out.
I have anxiety right now. What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah, they're just so chill. It's like nothing is happening. Yeah. But yeah, we see right away, they show us like how their characters are. Mm-hmm. And we kind of understand that they've been doing this for a long time.
Right.
And that basically they just started hooking up and she's pregnant.
That was fast. You know?
And he was
that
all
was
the
so
way
fast.
In, baby.
Woo, woo, woo.
But yeah, and you know what I found really odd? This was like, they come out of the plane crash walking. Because I would be myself, I would sit on a corner first. I'd be like, I just need to like settle down.
I know.
You know, I need to like, center myself for a sec. I need to do some grounding in the snow. But none of that happens. And they just decide right there and then, like, hey, we're done with this. We're gonna raise a family.
Impulsive couple, baby.
I was like, yeah. I was like, oh my God. Just like that. And it's like a casual conversation in the middle of the mountains and snow. And all I kept thinking is like, do they have their phones? How are they going to get out of there? Like, I had so many thoughts. And the last one was giving up the career and her having the baby. Like, I was like, how am I getting out of here?
Literally.
True. But that's the thing is, like, he says that he never had a family. Like, she obviously doesn't really have family. So they are each other's family. And they're excited to, like, I think be normal people and, like, raise a child together. So they don't mind leaving this crazy lifestyle behind. Like, I think that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, I feel like as a normal non-CIA person.
Wait, you're not CIA?
I think my survival. I'm not. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
I gotta go.
I'm sorry to disappoint you. I know.
I'm shocked.
But, like, I feel like my survival instincts would be like, okay, like, how are we getting out of here? Like, I don't see any sign of life. How do we communicate with people, you know? And they get out of there. They do a whole new life. Like, where's that money coming from?
Right. How does that even happen?
A nice house. And she says she sells puzzles on Etsy. And I'm like, you didn't make enough money to like support a family and stuff. Also, Etsy is
also, if you died, you didn't get your money.
Right.
From the jobs.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And from when you were that other person. And then also, how did you buy all those guns? Listen, I had so many questions, but you know what? It's a fun movie. Yeah. It's not for the details.
Right. No. Literally.
We'll drive ourselves crazy. Like, yes. We have so many questions.
I
know.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, how are they making money? We never know his job. Like,
right?
Yes.
I know. He's coaching his daughter's soccer team.
That's right.
And he can buy those guns with that and two cars. Right.
Well, one is a minivan.
Still, car insurance is expensive.
Their house was really nice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, oh I definitely thought that, but...
Okay, so I'm glad I wasn't the only one that went into, like, I was like, am I crazy? I went into survival mode, and then I was like... When we see, because it's 15 years that pass, yes. or like 14 years. 15, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, how do they get money? Like, they new identities?
I guess they're just resilient. Maybe they had connections with, like, like someone who knew someone.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Two kids. Okay. I wasn't expecting them to have two kids. So that was cute because they had one kid in the 15 years ago. And then fast forward to present day, it was two kids, so that was cute.
Yeah,
and those
they're so cute.
Yes, those kids are so cute.
Mixed children.
Yeah,
man.
So cute. Love.
So freaking cute.
I love their.
Keep making them, guys, listeners. Keep making.
Yes,
them
Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz. Keep making mixed children.
Yes. Pump them out.
No, they
Pump
are.
Them out.
They're beautiful. Yes,
but they're so cute. Okay, so we see them, and they've been lying to their kids for 15 years, right to their faces.
To protect them, though.
To protect them, yeah. And also, because in their heads, they're done with that life, too.
Exactly, right.
You know, they're like, we will never have to go back to this. Mm-hmm. But little did they know, or did she know, is that her husband is hiding the global key.
The key.
Like, he kept it, and he said, oh, and we kind of also see the relationship that they have specifically with their daughter and how she's a teenager and they're so afraid of her.
And I love that when he says that. Oh, no, I'm scared of her. I'm not gonna tell her anything.
Yeah, and she's like, I know, right? Like,
yeah.
They're so scared of her. They don't want to take anything away from her. She already feels like she doesn't like her at all, you know, the mom.
I mean, she's a teenager. Like, you sort of, like, go through a phase because your hormones are all over the place. Like, you're just mad at your parents all the time. Like, oh, you're ruining my life. I just want to, like...
Dude,
it's
hard for me to understand because, like, in my country, you don't have that phase.
That happened to me the other day. That was me the other day. I was her the other day.
You're ruining my life,
my
mom.
Girl.
She'd be like,
the Latina girl like, living in Miami.
Háblame en español. She'd be like, don't come with me with that English.
Yeah. Like, I hear it a lot here, you know, like teenage years, like the teenagers go crazy. Mira, there was no way. I would have ever said shit to my parents about being mad at them. Mm. Or like, I'm not going to... I know. I would have gotten like, they punched me in the teeth. Something like that.
Yeah.
Like bad. I mean, there's no face like that in the DR. But it's a thing here.
Yes.
Yeah. Little shit.
So seeing that, I started laughing because I was like... Oh, so they are bringing it to the movie, how bad it is.
Yeah.
And how they're like, I'm scared of her.
Right. And that's true. That's how teenagers are in the States. They're little shits.
Yeah. And then, like, we see her, this child going to a club at 14 years old.
I'm so glad that she, like, was spying on her and, like, looking at her text messages and, like, figured out her password to her laptop. Mom sucks.
Mom sucks.
One little bitch.
For real.
And with an X.
Yeah.
I love that he was like, she misspelled
it. She didn't misspell it right, yeah.
To make her feel better. I liked how there were probably two or three times where he would say something and she was like, you say the right things. And he really does say the right things. Like, it was...
But I also like that it was, like, nothing, like, fancy.
Right.
That it wasn't, like, not fancy. It was just, like, just keep it in simple. Yeah. Like, it is what it is situation. Yeah.
It was cute. And then the parents beat all these teenagers' ass at the club. At
the club.
In the club. We all fam.
We all fam. Wait, again. And then...
For real.
I know. And you know what I was thinking about, too? That they call them boomers. I was like, they're not boomers. Uh-huh. They're not. Uh-huh. I felt bad for them because that is the worst insult a person could ever like, take.
I love, though, she was like, we're like Gen X, if anything. We're like right on the cusp.
Yeah. She's like, in that in-between hole.
Yeah, exactly. After she's like kicking their ass, I'd be like, what kind of boomer can do that?
I know. And at some point, one of them takes the phone, deletes the video. Mm-hmm. So it's like, a boomer could never do that. So stop calling them boomers.
I know. Rude.
I felt really bad for them. And then, like, they go home. The girl gets grounded. And then, you know, they're trying to... like get all this anger out, and they just start like doing some boxing.
Well, because I love that.
And the kids are like, they're disgusting
because they think they're doing it, but not yet.
Yeah.
But I love that Cameron Diaz is like, I just like felt alive. You know, like she gets that little taste of what they had before. Because it's like, how can you go from being a CIA agent and doing all the things that they did to
stay at home
exactly
mom.
Like. Part of you has got to miss that excitement.
For sure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And also that the excitement, but also the adrenaline.
Oh.
Because 1,000%. I can't imagine, like, they were the whole time on the edge of dying, basically.
Right.
Literally.
You know, on the verge, right there, all the time. And then actually safe and sound.
Yeah.
The whole time. Once she became boring. A mother. Super boring.
I love how Matt, who's Jamie Foxx, would just give her, like, just perspective. Like, he would be like, remember, we're not their spies. We're their parents. Like, he was always leveling her, which, I don't know, I admired that about his character as well.
He was, like, her center. Yeah. Like, he would center her a little bit. And when she's, like, pulling out the... binoculars, and he's like, where do you get that from? And she's like, Amazon. And she pulls out another one.
Yeah.
She's like, Amazon.
Yeah. It's true, though, because it's like, sorry, I'm thinking back to, like, the, like, when they do the fast forward 15 years and they're making breakfast for the kids, and then the daughter's like, I heard you talking to the AAC guy in Russian. Where did you learn Russian? And they're like, oh, I'm in the Peace Corps. Wasn't that in Colombia? We were there, and then, like, they can't even keep their lies straight. Like, they had, like, 15 years to figure out what can we tell our kids.
What? Their timeline.
Yeah.
And nothing. Yeah. And I love that their excuse is like, oh, we went to Russia after.
Yeah.
And we just learned a few words, and it's like, you were talking about the air conditioning in Russia.
So, because they're getting to the age where it's like, they're not stupid. Kids start to pick up on these things.
Yes. Yes.
And they learn they learn Taekwondo. Also, exactly. They said.
They just took a couple classes.
So many lies. So many lies.
So many lies. Because you never see, like, a movie where it's just the parent lying to their kids as much as, like, a kid lying to their parents.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. And then Chuck. I guess like
they're like boss Chuck.
We see
their
who was like their friend, because I don't know if you guys remember this, but at the beginning of the movie when they're like, we don't have a family, she says, what about Chuck?
Right.
And they're like, oh, he'll understand. Mm-hmm. But he definitely didn't understand.
Mm-mm.
He didn't get the memo. So he shows up at the at the house, he's like, hey, my buddies, what's up? You know, they're going to find you. But he actually finds them.
Right.
And I love that. I really thought he was dead.
Me too. Did you guess the that, Tracy? Of blood? Like, did you figure it out later on before Chuck came out that he was just faking it?
Like, I didn't trust him from the beginning. But then when he got shot and I was like, oh, shit. So, yeah, when he, like, showed up, I was like, wait, I thought you were dead.
Yeah, because,
I didn't trust him.
There was so much blood.
Yeah.
I was like, when he came out, I was like, wait, what happened? Yeah. And then, thank God they showed, because that would have been another one of my questions.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
I would have been like, how did he survive this one? Because there's no way. But thank goodness they showed it. So Chuck basically betrays them.
Because you think
when he shows up. But they still don't know that it's a betrayal.
No, because you think it's the guy Baron, right?
Yes.
The whole time.
Yes, yes.
So you're thinking he's
but Chuck,
a bad guy.
Right.
So. Red herring.
Chuck was just you.
Chuck was just using
him. Yeah. Which is pretty smart. Mm-hmm. I believe Chuck. Fucking Chuck.
Yeah, me too.
Fucking Chuck.
Fucking dude.
I have a question, but like, I don't want to, because I'm like jumping ahead to the end.
No, so. Please.
Okay. Go. Well, okay. So when they figure out that Chuck is the bad guy, right? And they're like, what happened? And he's like, you two happened. You died and you lost the key, but I couldn't find it.
He lost his job.
Right, so I lost my job. I lost my wife. I lost my dog. Like, my whole life crumbled. But, like, was...
Then he shows up with all these guys. It's like, who paid these guys?
But was like...
Because you don't have a job.
But I guess, was he in on it, like, beforehand, though? Because with the gore guy...
I feel
guy,
like they didn't...
I guess I just get like confused with really those like, things.
Right.
I feel dumb when it comes to that stuff.
I feel like they never gave us a hint of, like, you know, maybe this was from before. But then it could be, because those excuses are really bad. I don't think, excuse me, I don't think you get fired from the CIA like that.
Right, because of your two, like your two main spies just happened to die. Like, I don't think his whole life would be ruined because
fired,
of it.
You don't lose your retirement. I don't think so. Listen, I watched Lioness. I know everything about the CIA.
You're like practically CIA.
I'm getting all my information from a TV show. So
I get all my information. It must be
no,
right.
But I feel like you're always in it, you know? And it's like when you're not really in it, they put you in like a kind of like a government branch in the meantime.
Okay.
You know, you either get deployed or you're always doing stuff so they can call you back in again whenever they need.
Got it. Makes sense.
But again, as the expert that I am, I could be mistaken.
Because they were also, because I think they were non-official spies, or like they mentioned a title that said they were non-official. So I don't know if they were like being paid under the table type of situation, or
like undercover situation.
Like undercover, like they weren't even existent in the spy world. I don't know. But I remember a part where they said, oh, we were part of the non-official something something. But again, I didn't watch Lioness. I'm not CIA. Sorry to disappoint.
Sorry. If you don't watch Lioness, you don't know what the CIA is about.
I guess I gotta watch it now.
Well, honestly, I do think that show does a lot of research. Because sometimes I have to, like, ask Trey and be like, hey, can you explain this to me? Because it's really complex. Mm-hmm. Wait, Trace, you don't watch that show?
No. I know.
It's really good. It's strong female characters.
I love it.
And it's Nicole Kidman and Zoe Saldana. Yeah. Like, it's really, really good. And it's really It's a lot of government terminology.
Yeah.
That we don't understand, which means it's probably right. You know?
Oh, man.
It's really good. So, Recommendations Corner, Lioness on Paramount, I think it is.
But wait. What about Ginny and Nigel and their relationship?
Yo. Thank God for Nigel, because Nigel was me. I was him. I would have been exactly like him the whole time. Yes. If I'm in all those situations.
Literally.
But
especially with the computer. Yeah,
what a great...
Yes. Close it. And he's like, bonk, 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 like not knowing what to do. And I'm like, thank you. Because I kind of hate in those movies when they know, right away. And then they just like hack into a government system. So the fact that he's like just like pressing buttons and all the pop-up windows. Yeah. So I did appreciate that. I thought that was funny.
Right. Give me some realism over here, bro.
Yeah. And then with the passed out lady, and he's like, did you see that? Oh no, she's passed out.
Right. Yeah. People wanting validation.
And when he was like, wake up, I need a little help. Yeah. I'm like, right, because she's going to help you.
Passed out. That was funny, man. Yeah. And I love how, was it Leo, the kid? He actually has some, like, spy in him, too.
In him.
You know, like, when Nigel did the little test of, I'm just going to run towards you. And he was like, boom. And Nigel's like, I'm used to big fists, not tiny fists. That was really funny.
He was like, it went between the ribs.
Yeah.
That's
knuckles.
So funny.
Literally.
When they're like getting onto the helicopter and he shows the security camera his thumb ring
so that he's smart, has GPS,
so they can follow him.
He was thinking ahead the whole time.
Right. His like little game console system had internet.
He's
a smarty. Mm-hmm.
He is a smarty. Yeah,
he's definitely like his kids, the parents.
For
kid,
sure.
You know? He has it in his genetics. Right. But I wanted to talk about when they bring out these two characters, you know, Nigel and Ginny, right? Mm-hmm. That's the character's name. Yeah. And it's Glenn Close,
love
right?
Her. Yeah.
Also, she looks amazing.
She looks great. She looks so good.
I feel like, when was the last movie that I saw her in? It's been a while.
That's a good question. I know she's like, she works for sure. Like, she's consistent.
Yeah. I mean, listen, isn't she the OG Cruella?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
OG Cruella. That's right. Oh, my God. So good. But yeah, I love that they come in and they're making out. And... it's just so uncomfortable for everyone there, you know, and they just keep going. Yeah. And he's like, you know. And I also love that he's like a badass grandma, you know.
Yes.
Like, I was not expecting that at all because she really doesn't speak about much of how good she was, the mom.
Right.
I have a question for you guys. So do you guys think... when she sent her to boarding school was to protect her?
Yeah. I'm assuming.
Okay. Because I thought that too. I was like, oh, she just wants to protect her.
Yeah.
You know? And she was like, you sent me to...
She wanted to continue that. She wanted to continue that career. So she sent her away. Mm-hmm. Whereas Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx, they were like, no, we want to focus on this. And even she said, she was like, I wanted to avoid everything you did as a mother for my child. And then they got into that little like discussion where Ginny was like, your daughter hates you. Yeah. So it doesn't even matter. Yeah. All this work you've done and she still hates you. And she's literally by the door like, ashamed.
So fucked up.
Yeah.
And I thought about that, and then I also thought, because she said, you were begging me to go to boarding school, too. Mm. So I also feel like when you're young, you forget a lot about the things that you said you wanted to do, and you also forget to kind of, like, protect yourself. It's a way of Cobain. And I think she hated what her mom did so much that was her way of like projecting that, or like her defense mechanism,
right?
Like, get me out of here. And at the end of the day, she ended up doing the same career.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And
wild
as her mom.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Because the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree ever.
Right.
Yeah. That's right. True.
Ever.
Which also, yeah, maybe is why she sent her away too. Because she knew that for her to like hone her skills and like get a really good education and maybe go, mm-hmm, toward the same line of work.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
Right.
Wait,
but was Wendy into Baron?
They went on one date.
Well, no, Cameron.
No, the assistant. The assistant. You mean the assistant?
Yeah, the assistant, yeah. The new assistant.
Oh.
I feel like she liked him, but then
he would make comments. He would make comments, yeah, of her, and she would be like, "This guy is butthurt." Like, she would probably think,
yeah,
like, "This guy is still butthurt from just having that one date with her." But I thought that, mm-hmm, was funny, because women are just superior, and we catch on to things like this.
Yes, the sixth instinct that we have.
Literally.
And then I was also thinking that when she met Cameron Diaz's character, she was like, oh, I get it now.
Yes.
She's a fucking badass, yes, bitch. Like, I would be attracted to, mm-hmm, her if I was him.
Right.
You know.
That's right.
And he just seemed like such a little insecure mumfo.
Oh, you know, pap.
The whole time. A little pap.
Yeah. Little simp.
And mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. The Gen Z. Right there. Bringing us in. Yeah, I love that. And then I don't know who the actor that played Nigel is, but I just loved him right away.
Yes.
Like, the fact that he was like, can I be your grandpa?
Oh,
I was obsessed, because I was like, this is so wrong.
Yes.
You know?
And he was so innocent about it too. Like,
yeah, like, he meant it for real.
Yeah.
He wasn't joking. He really wanted to be the grandpa. And then, like, you could tell that I don't think he was using the grandmother, Ginny. I don't think he was using Ginny at all. He actually loved her and was probably an admirer,
yeah,
of her work. But I love in that kitchen scene when they were with the which, by the way, the whole time I was thinking, take the tape off, all of them. They all kept like going around with it.
Right. Like, they were already.
Are they just trying to keep themselves quiet? Like, was there an intention there? It took them forever to take. That would be the first thing I do.
I
don't want this shit on my
hand. I agree.
I want to breathe.
But I think the reason was she undid their hand ties and she left it because she probably figured
they
were going to come back in. And because it's hard, yeah, you know, when you take the tape off to put it back on, it's probably going to be like, half off.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
that's
I
true.
Think,
so she probably thought they were going to be there for longer too.
Yeah, just to like play
because
it safe.
When she started fighting with some of the I don't know, the guys,
yeah,
the way he was screaming under that tape, I was like, I was like, that would be me. That would be me not keeping it together,
no,
in a situation.
And the one time
like
he
this.
Stands up and he gets hit with a
shot.
Bullet.
Like, the high pitched scream.
Yeah.
He's like, ah!
Yeah.
And everyone hears
literally.
That. Everyone hears this scream.
Oh my God.
So good. What a great character. What a great comedy relief.
Yes.
In the whole movie.
Yeah.
And it was already a comedy, but him, it was just like top tier.
Right.
I love that shit.
Yeah. I loved it. And then,
mm-hmm,
I wonder if there's a key that exists in this world.
Like that?
I thought the same. Mm-hmm. I was like, I wonder if there's, you know, but I also feel like it's the meaning of it, you know, like all these millionaires, which is such a reflection of what we have going on right now, the oligarchy of you know, they all what they want is power.
Right.
It doesn't matter how much money they have.
Yeah.
They just want control.
Literally.
They want power.
Also, you know, does anybody think that $250 million was like really low?
Yeah.
I was like waiting for them to just be like back and forth, like really
keep going
like,
up.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I was like, also, it started at 150.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
and
wow, it only took you guys 100 million.
Right.
Listen, it's not like I have that money in my pocket right now.
But these
now.
Are supposed right. to be, you know, like a core group of people who probably do have the money, who for some reason mm-hmm. want that resource and to be the most powerful. Mm-hmm. So, like, you'll do anything to get it. So, for me, 250 million was nothing. I was like, really?
Seems yeah. kinda who cheap. Was?
Yeah.
I don't know who was the guy that took the key. Like, I don't know if, like, where he was from. I didn't, like, figure that out.
Oh, the one that, like, won yeah, the thing? Mm-hmm.
Like, who was yeah, she auctioning it off to? Like, it would have been nice to know if they were, like, in charge of, like, certain industries mm-hmm. or...
Right.
Or, like, some, like, political parties in some countries.
Right, yeah.
Like, give us, like, some dark shit, right.
yeah.
you know?
Like, they were President so-and-so or Prime Minister so-and-so.
Yes, yeah.
Can you imagine? Yeah. That would have been way cooler, like, just seeing, like, different outfits and, like...
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. just their culture being more portrayed. That would yes. have been really cool
yeah.
to see. But
yes.
still, crazy. 250 for a damn key to flood London.
Yo, no. To turn off the light.
Yeah, I know. Ooh, blackout.
Turn my shit back blackout. On, bro. Turn my light
I'm
back
like,
on.
I'm like, have they been to the DR? Because that happens all the time.
Straight up, bro.
Yeah, all the time. We lose energy, we bring it back. Like, it's part of life,
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. So
They got the key. Yeah. They got the key in these third world countries, bro.
Hell yeah. And they are like, on, off. It doesn't matter. 2 to 3 times a day, it's okay.
They're like,
we'll
fiesta,
survive.
Fiesta, fiesta,
esta noche fiesta. Yeah, and then they turn it off. And then they turn it on again. Yeah, pretty much. Oh, God. Yeah, it's... I felt like it was kind of like a reflection of that, of, you know, how billionaires are always just the most greedy people ever. Like, if I was a billionaire, do you think I would give a fuck
right.
about the energy of a country? Or the water that goes in and out. Like, I would be somewhere in Italy.
Literally.
In South Italy.
Literally.
At the beach. Drinking. And I would be calling my friends or my family, like, who wants to fly in? I got you.
Yeah.
I'll send you my jet. Bye.
But they're worried about that. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I think there should have been, like, some better examples of what that key could really do. Because, like, I kind of sort of understand what they were trying to show. Like, you have control over the databases of, like, everything yeah. in the world. Like, you can control everything. Like, that's
yes.
scary. That's huge. But, yeah, mm-hmm. I wish that they had, like, shown something more. Because it
right.
didn't seem, like, yeah. so frightening to just, like, turn the lights off in the city, like mm-hmm. okay,
right. Mm-hmm. What's more frightening is being a son or daughter to two spies, and they push you off a boat, and they're like,
"Do you trust me?"
She really did that. Yeah. She was like, "Bye, we out."
Oh, and I love this. Someone's like, "Mom, you're okay. I'll do it myself." Got it.
He was like, I'm good. Yeah. You don't need to do that to me.
Real spy yeah. right there. Real spy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Back, yeah.
We're the back in ready. Action too. Back in action too. Fast forward with Leo.
They set it up. Yeah. yeah. Like Spy Kids?
They did set it up. Bro, it's true. Spy Kids all
spy
the way.
Kids.
Yeah.
With Chuck because yeah. they didn't find Chuck's body.
Right.
Exactly.
And then they mentioned a dad, which I think it should be Liam Neeson.
Wait, who is Ooh. That?
Taken.
Liam Neeson.
Okay. Ooh.
And he can do comedy. Yes. He can do comedy. So, like,
he can do comedy because he's actually done a few, mm-hmm. but also, like, he's such the guy to play those roles. Right. Like, he has done like 5 Takens. He's done so many that he's a CIA agent.
Exactly. Always. So, like, he could do action. He could do comedy. He's around the same, like, the right age.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. Oh, my God. That'd be great.
That would be my guess. Or maybe, like, a James Bond.
Back
like
in action, too. Pierce Brosnan. Please contact us, and we will tell you who to hire. The casting directors are here.
Yes. Send an email. Send an email, Tracy.
I know.
Your people need to contact our people.
Which is us. And
exactly.
We're exactly. our own secretaries.
But our people is going to be ChatGPT answering those emails.
Honestly, that was me when Nikki asked me for a bio, a short bio. I'm like, let me talk to chat real quick.
I love it.
Let me ask her a question.
Because ChatGPT is a woman. I don't know about y'all, but...
Me too. I call her a she.
Yeah, those are her pronouns.
She a queen. She slays.
I love it.
She's always there for me too.
Seriously.
Like, reliable. I'm like, I need you to fix this real quick.
Yes, woman for sure.
But yeah, they did set it up. They did set it up for part 2. I really hope, you know, we have a second part. By the way, I've told Tracy about this many times, Rach, but my TV, my apartment is very bright. So when I watch stuff, sometimes the lighting, I'm like, I get upset because I'm like, I have to like find a spot. Like, where am I going to sit now? Because it's just too bright for me. So I don't know. Glenn Close had like a hairstyle at the end when she has that like that weapon and it's like the green laser light, mm-hmm. and she points it at one of mm-hmm. them, you know. And because of the reflection, I was, you know, they showed her, and I was like, who is this guy from like from a rock band? And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then they say it again, and I moved myself from where I was. And I was like, oh, it's the grandma.
Oh, my gosh.
I felt like I was in an alternative universe for 1 second. I was like, who is this, like, pop rock?
I mean, it's there, because she was wearing pants, and then she's wearing, like, a long, like, mm-hmm. laser jacket.
And the hair
jacket.
Was, like, styled in, like, a cool way,
yeah, it was, like,
too.
Slick back. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, who's that?
And then who's like, that dude? He's hot.
I know, right? I was like, is this a new character that I didn't know?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's so funny.
Okay, so we all thought it was very entertaining.
Yeah, we all agreed
it
was fun.
I really liked the... Did it have some loopholes? Yeah, you know, a few things, you know, that was missing. But I don't think, you know, I was just saying, like, give me some dark shit. Like, oh, like, political leaders trying to buy that stuff.
Right.
But I'm like, you know what? At the end of the day, the movie is a comedy.
Exactly.
And they want to keep it light. Yeah. They don't want to bring any of that
You could be
so
more forgiving with it.
Yeah, I think that's the reason why, and it makes sense, you know. If for me, I disconnected completely when I was watching it, except when Rachel called me in the middle of it.
Exposing me.
But I was, like, that's pretty funny. Much, like, disconnected, yeah. and I was, like, in it, mm-hmm. you know. So it was very entertaining for me. Tracy, do you have... Okay.
I was just going to say, both... Nikki and I were literally watching it at the same time. I called her.
At the same time.
And yeah. she didn't pick up, so, like, it kept ringing the FaceTime. So I just hung up, and she was like, what's up? And she calls me back, and she's like, oh, I'm watching the movie. I'm like, me fucking too. What part of the movie are you at? And she's like, halfway. I'm like, me fucking too. And then I was about to say something. I'm like, let me not ruin her. She's like, yeah, you better save it for tonight.
Yeah.
I'm like...
I was like, save it for the podcast. Don't say
it.
Anything.
That's so funny, though.
Yeah. Do you have fun facts?
I have just like a couple of things. Not too much. Okay.
We're ready for
it. So this is kind of big. So do you remember Jamie Foxx when he went to the hospital and he had his like
near-death experience? Yeah. Like that.
So he actually suffered a brain bleed that led to a stroke when he was on set filming this movie.
Oh no.
Yeah, so that was in April of 2023. So they had to postpone it, and
so they had to stop filming completely.
So they stopped filming, and he had to recover because he had to learn how to walk again and like talking. And
whoa! So I guess those broken ribs did it really fucked him up then.
Yeah. So like when you think really about did. Him for like him to do those actions,
that's fucked up.
Action scenes and stuff.
Yeah, I also, you know, I think about when, like, these things happen, because if I'm not mistaken, who was it? Emilia Khaleesi in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm. Clark?
She had, Emilia Clarke, yeah, she had
a brain aneurysm
twice
or something.
It happens. It was a...
Hi. Balloons.
The balloons are showing on the call. She had that. It happened to her twice. Like an internal like brain bleed.
It's insane.
While she was filming Game of Thrones, mm-hmm. and you know she had to be hospitalized for a while, which I think it's insane because you know she's very young. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it could happen like just like that is like. Very, very scary.
Seriously.
You know?
So scary.
Very, very scary. And it's like, it's one of those things that it's like, that's not, you can't avoid it. Like, there's nothing you can do that's gonna not make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? So, everyone, knock on wood, you know? Yeah.
And he only had a 5% chance of recovery. So.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
He did amazing.
I know. So the fact that it's like he really made a comeback. Back in action.
He yes. made a comeback. And damn. Do you know for like how long in were they like filming or like had they just started? Didn't say much?
Yeah, it didn't say anything specific. But.
Oh man. I probably this movie was supposed to come out probably a year ago or something like that.
Yeah. It definitely would have come out sooner for sure.
Wow.
Okay. And then, yes, as mentioned, this is Cameron Diaz's first film coming back from her retirement. That was in 2014, because the last film that she did was called Annie. Was it the musical? Annie. Because she played...
that was her last one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
She played Miss
Hannigan, no?
Who?
Wasn't she? She was.
Miss Hannigan.
The owner of the orphanage. I think so.
Fuck, I gotta look it up. It was that or who was the Easy Street? Is that her, right?
Oh. No, I don't think she played that role. Well, maybe. I don't know. But, yeah. That
was the last thing she was in.
Wow. And that was a long time ago.
2014. And then she was in another movie with Jamie Foxx. So they starred in Any Given Sunday. That was in 1999. So this is their third movie
literally,
together.
Literally back in action. Both of them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing. I thought this was kind of fun. So the guy who plays Nigel, Jamie Demetro.
Okay.
And Andrew Scott, who I love him. FYI, I love him. He's amazing. So the guy who played Baron, the like MI6 guy.
Yeah.
So they both have previously played the character Moriarty from Sherlock. So Dimitro, he did the voice of Moriarty in Sherlock Gnomes, the like cartoon. And then Andrew Scott played him, Moriarty, in Sherlock, the series with Benedict Cumberbatch. And Martin Freeman, he was so good. Yes, that's where I first saw Andrew Scott. He is so good as a bad guy.
Okay.
Like, he's so good. And they were also in Fleabag together.
Ooh, I have yet to see it. I know.
It's such a good show.
I know you love
I
it.
Have watched you always... I have watched nothing of what you guys have mentioned. Starting with the Grammys. I didn't even watch the Grammys. Starting with that to this point.
I'm surprised you didn't watch the Grammys.
My mom did. I was doing something the day of the Grammys and I came back a little bit later and I've just been seeing the clips online. But I saw that Doechii won a rap album.
No. Not that. Her performance.
I haven't watched her performance.
Oh, I should.
Okay. Honestly, I watched the Grammys because of the performance. Also, it inspires me to, like, get new music, like, for my job. Mm-hmm. But still, it's just... Her performance was just...
To be honest, like, I haven't heard any of her stuff. Like, I'm really a little out of the loop. I mean, look at what we do for a living, right? Like, you are, like, music is every day. For me, that's true. So, I'm a little out of the loop in the music scene. So, I don't really know her.
That's true. I'll send you my favorite song of her.
Please. Yeah. Yes, do it.
For sure.
I love.
But I saw her performance and amazing.
Yes. So.
It's so good. So good. Also, you love it, Rachel.
Back in action, they play a Doechii song.
They do.
Yes. Oh, I wanted to talk about the soundtrack. That was good. I love the soundtrack.
Me too.
I love how they were playing in some action scenes, like chill jazz, lay back, and it's like, whoosh, 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 and it's like Frank Sinatra singing in the back.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
And like when they're in the car and they're listening to like Salt and Pepper.
And
the daughter is like so embarrassed. She's like, oh my gosh, like how old are you guys? And it's like, okay, that song came out in the 90s. That's like not even that old.
It's
but okay.
So good.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. the music makes a difference to me.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. So
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Same.
The soundtrack was fire. Mm-hmm. And I really love the action scenes. I don't know, like, if they use CGI or many stunts, and it looked very real.
I feel like
to
they
me,
did
everything.
A lot of their own stunts, and I kind of like how they work as a team too, like the choreographing of like who they're gonna beat up and like they just work well together, you know.
They really do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Their comedy timing was beautiful. Yeah. I also love that little moment. When they get off the plane and she's like, my inner thigh strength saved you.
Yeah, it did.
I'll say yes, queen. Because she held him in with those legs. Yeah. Oh, God. So good.
Yeah, that was good.
So good. Okay, so Rachel, do you recommend or not recommend this film?
I recommend this film. I think it's, again, like fun, entertaining, quick. For me, it was like a quick watch. I know it was like a 2-hour movie?
Almost two hours.
But I think it's a good watch. If you like Jamie Foxx and you like Cameron Diaz, you know, I think you should definitely give it a watch. So yeah, I do recommend. What about you guys?
I recommend it too. I also love that it's this is really hard to find movies that you can watch with basically your kids. Mm. You know, I always, even as an aunt, I'm like, no, they shouldn't be here, you know. But this, like, I had no problem with anything. I was like, kids can be there watching this movie. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I think it's like PG-13. I laughed a lot. I think the writing was really good in that sense. Like, the comedy lines were just beautiful, and they were very well delivered. So I do recommend as well. What about you, Therese?
Agreed. Two thumbs up. Entertaining.
Two
fun.
Thumbs up.
Like,
two
you could watch it, like you said, with anybody. You could watch it with a group of friends. You could watch it with family. Like, I mean, we watched it probably by ourselves, and it was still fun.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Great cast. Yeah. Like, I enjoyed it. It was fun. And same. I actually do want them to make a second one.
Same.
I know, me
they,
too.
They say
me
that
too.
So far nothing has been guaranteed. I know, but like, I feel like they could totally have enough material to do a second one. Yeah. And it would be fun. 100%. Like, it's done really well.
Yes.
Yeah. You know? Yes. I haven't checked, like, what number it is, because you know how Netflix usually
does. For me, it said, I watched it yesterday, it was number 3.
Oh, so it's probably, like, number 2 today or
which is still pretty good, because it was number 1. Like, when did this come out? It's been out for at least a month.
I think the 17th, yeah.
Wow.
Of January.
Wow.
Thank you, Rachel. So, yeah.
So, like, 3 weeks already. Wow.
I think it's been doing pretty well. So, I know that, like, Netflix, it does depend on, like, viewers, like, how many people they get, obviously, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they could make a second one, so.
So, I'll just give you the Rotten Tomatoes score real quick. So, for Rotten Tomatoes, gave it a 27%. I think that's way too low. I don't know why.
Tracy's face.
Yeah,
I was, because I searched it up, because when Nikki texted me about me being hosted for the show, I searched it up, and when I saw 27%, I was really like, fuck, this movie is probably going to be shitty, but it's okay, me and my friends are going to watch a shitty movie. But I disagree with that score. But Rotten Tomatoes is harsh.
Yeah, it is very hard. Yeah. And the audience gave it a 58, which I think is also super low. So I guess we all have to create accounts for Rotten Tomatoes and say that we actually liked it. But the critics consensus of the 27% is, it's good to have Diaz and Fox back, but they deserve a warmer welcome than this rote action comedy.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it's more like, you know, they could have done better with not them, but the writer. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was bad, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing, like, the average person is not a movie critic. They just want, like, something fun to watch. You can turn your brain off. Like, a lot of people, it's a form of escapism, and there's nothing wrong with that. So, right. Like, so, the pretentiousness is like, cut me a fucking break. Like, it's just a fun movie. Not everything has to be Oscar-worthy.
Right.
I'm going to tell you a review that gave it a 1 out of 5, and what he says is right, but don't give it a 1 out of 5. You know,
oh boy, okay.
Back in Action's epitome says the Netflix category of quote unquote casual viewing, stuff you can have on in the background while you're washing up. It's kind of true, you know, but as a person that appreciate movies, that I want to sit down and watch them, I wouldn't do that. But for people that are not into stuff like that, I could see that happening too. But 1 out of 5 is too low for me, in my opinion.
That person wouldn't be able to have the conversation we just had right now with, like, little things. Exactly. Like Cameron Diaz doing the X when the guy punched her in the belly. Maybe, like, the inner thigh grab, too. And then the comment made later on, you know.
Yes.
So, I get what he's saying, but then you're just missing the movie. Like, you might as well just put on some music or, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, I also feel like the comedy was fast. So, for example, Trey watched it last week, and he was like, I didn't like it. I didn't even finish it. But he's one of those people that watches like TV with a phone in his hand.
Of course.
You know, not really paying attention. So I think, like, you miss a lot when you're doing that. You're missing this, like, funny moments. Because when he watched a little bit next to me today, he was laughing. And I wanted to be like, don't you dare. I wanted to be like, don't laugh. You can't laugh. You say you didn't like it.
Right.
You know?
You can't watch it. There's nothing. You can't laugh.
You cannot enjoy this. Yeah. You better not enjoy it. Yeah.
Get back on your phone.
So for the haters out there, I really liked it. And I think it's worth the watch.
Yeah, totally.
It's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's not a masterpiece, but not everything's going to be. And that's okay.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's true. I wanted to ask Rachel, like, her favorite 3 movies or films, and she She's like hyperventilating there, but she, yeah, she, or a TV show, you know. But she texted me like 2 hours ago. She's like, I don't have a favorite one. And I was like, I wanted to be, what about the most recent one that you've seen aside of this that you actually liked that you can recommend to the listeners?
Right. I just went last week to the movie theaters with my friend T and we watched Baby Girl. Have you guys?
Oh my okay. God.
And?
I have not seen it. I cannot wait to see it.
And it's an A24 production, so you already know it's going to be fucking weird. Like, there's a lot of things where you just, like, it's a good movie, but you're like, the entire ride home with my friend, we were like, what the fuck was that? What the fuck was this? Like,
yeah.
Oh my God, this representation of this.
Like, wait till she watches The Substance then. If you think...
I haven't watched it yet, and I saw a clip of what you guys did with Lisa. So, and that's on Netflix, right?
No, that's it's either Fandango at Home.
Okay.
Or you can buy it Amazon Prime. You can rent it.
Mm-hmm. $5.99. Mm-hmm. It's really worth it. It's very. The message is strong as fuck.
Let's fucking go. Like,
very, very intense. And you're going to be... I would say watch it with somebody, like with a friend.
Yeah.
You're going to be many times, what the fuck am I watching?
I love that.
Yeah. Don't look up anything going blind. We'll do. It's better
we'll
like
do.
That.
So I just watched Baby Girl, and the week before... Oh my God, I've been to the movies twice this year already. But I watched...
Okay, Queen.
Right. Nosferatu as well.
Oh my God, I'm dying to watch it.
I loved it.
Okay.
I didn't think...
Okay, guys, you heard it here first.
Wow.
But again, I...
Baby Girl and Nosferatu.
I did say in the beginning that I'm, like, easily impressed with movies, but I did love, like, then what is it, like... I don't know what it's called, like, when they would just show a scene and it was, like, the castle and the gate and, like, just...
The cinematography?
Oh, my God. I was obsessed with that. Obsessed with that. Yeah.
Well, you mentioned movies that are basically nominated for awards. So, that means your taste is good. So, embrace it.
Thank you, everybody.
Hug yourself. Yep. Give yourself a little pat on the back.
Right. But other than, like, those last two movies that I watched, I like scary movies. So I like Insidious. I like, oh, my God, It. I'm both part one and part two terrified of that damn Pennywise, that motherfucker. Oh, my God. But I'm literally like this watching the movie, but I just love scary movies. I just do, period.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll send you a few recommendations that you can stream that are really, really good. Okay, that's it, guys, for today. Rachel, thank you for joining us. We loved having you.
Yay,
thank you for your input today. Where can the listeners find you if they want to, you know, follow you on social media or if they want you to train them? I don't know.
Right. Again, thank you so much for having me, the both of you. I love you both very dearly. So, again, it is an honor to be here with you guys spending this whole hour with you. Oh, my God. The hearts on the damn camera. How funny. Oh, my gosh. Well, social media wise, my Instagram handle is Rach, so R-A-C-H dot Morales, which is my last name, M-O-R-A-L-E-S. And I, again, am a personal trainer. You guys can reach out to me through there. And my phone number, I'm just kidding.
Social Security.
Yep.
This is my address. Pull up on me. But again... That is my IG. And again, yeah, I am a coach and I love community. I do thrive in community. So yes, I am a coach, but I love humans as well. And I think that humans are and community are one of the most important things. And again, I thrive for that community feel. But again, thank you so much for having me here, guys.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. And I guess that's it, right, guys? Everyone, thank you for listening.
As always.
What do we tell them, Trace? To tell their friends? Tell who else?
Their enemies.
Their enemies. Their family.
Mommy, daddy.
tell everyone.
If you're going to text your ex, just text them the fucking link to the Show Must Go On podcast.
There you go. And that's on marketing. Be like, just send them this little link and just tell them that it's an important message for them.
Right.
So they just have to stay all the way until the end so we can say, gotcha. But thank you guys for listening, and we'll talk to you all soon. Yeah.
Till next time.
Rate, review, and subscribe.
All the things.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao, Bella.